The audio track you're about to listen to was recorded at LifeStreams Christian Church in South Perth, Western Australia. For more information, please visit our website at www.lifestreamcc.com.
Father, we thank you. We thank you that you know where we're up to. We thank you that you're here. And we thank you that you are at work in our lives. Father, we thank you that you love us heaps. I just pray now that you would continue to speak into our lives. Thanks for the encouragement of this morning already. So many good things going on in people's lives. And yet there's tough stuff as well. So we just trust that you minister according to your wisdom and your will this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going through a series on the Gospel of John, as most of you would know if you've been here. And we're up to John chapter 12, the middle of that chapter. Going right through to the end. And the story was last week where Jesus is involved in a sort of an intimate, quiet dinner with Mary, Martha, Lazarus and a few others. And now it's moved to a fairly noisy, triumphal parade as there is Jesus riding a donkey, being hailed as king. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The crowd is going nuts. They're just so excited about this situation. It's been prophesied in Zechariah 9:9. This is exactly what's going to happen. And so the crowd are excited. Here is their king. They're welcoming in their king. And you can even imagine the disciples are probably getting a bit excited as well, because they've heard talk from Jesus of king and Messiah. And they're starting to think, maybe this is now starting to happen. The momentum's moving. And the coronation of the king is going to happen soon. This is it. We're getting close. They had no idea that in a few days he would be on the cross. No idea. And interesting that this same crowd in a few days, right now they're praising Jesus. In a few days they're crying for his death. Crying out for his death. You know, in the crowd we've got a mixture of people. We've got people who have come for the Passover from outside of Judea. We've got the locals who had heard the story of Lazarus, and they're, you know what it's like, you get someone raised from the dead. I mean, that's not a day-by-day experience. And so they're talking it up, and they're saying, this is the guy. He's the one who raised him from the dead. He's the one who's been raised from the dead. And so they're talking this up. So you've got all those people that have heard about Lazarus rising from the dead. They're there. You've got the religious leaders. And their animosity towards Jesus is growing and growing. And their frustration. They're not fussed on what he's doing. Even in verse 19 we read that the Pharisees said to one another, see, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him. There's frustration there. In a sense, as an exaggeration, but in a sense it's a prophetic word, wasn't it? Because that's what's happening. The whole world has gone after Jesus. Verse 20, it says there were some Greeks there as well who went up to the worship at the festival. So you've got a whole mixture of people. And then Jesus narrows it back down again with his disciples. He wants to clarify. He wants to clarify some things. He's tried in the past, but he wants to try it again. Verse 23, Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Now, once again, the disciples thinking, glorified. Wow, the coronation, it's happening. It's going to happen. He goes on. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it. While anyone who hates their life, and the message it says, or lets their life go, is reckless in their love. So it's not talking about hating as despising their life. Anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honour the one who serves me. And so Jesus comes in quite clearly here and explains that glorified does not mean this coronation of a king as in a triumphant one that you think. It means death, burial, and then resurrection. death, burial, and resurrection. Now, I've got an apple here. How many seeds are in this apple? Four? There's a couple of half ones in there anyway.